The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Project Independence and You. Wow, that was a lot of information. The first hour of Project Independence and You, we are speaking with Jennifer Kona, who is the chair of the Board of Trustees at the Long Island Alzheimer's and Dementia Center. And she really covered a lot. We talked a lot about the services and programs during the pandemic, how they get funding, how they need funding. And there was a lot more, I'm sure, that Christina will have her back on. And hopefully, you know, it'll be when the pandemic is, I want to say over, but you know, we're coming back to our new normal. And then we could see how everybody's adjusting in this hybrid situation that it seems like we're all going to be in. So now we come to the talk of the town hour of the show with Christina Liu, who is of course the radio show producer and puts this show together every single week for 10 years. Are we going on 10 years? Are we?
Yeah, we're
going
to, our 10th anniversary will be in September.
Unbelievable. So for 10 years, every week, with a few weeks off here and there, but not many, Christina has had hundreds of guests on the show, incredible topics, unbelievable information. So kudos to you, Christina, just amazing. And Otto, I think you've probably been the guest hosts the co-hosts, I apologize, for at least 50% of all the shows and definitely all of the shows during the pandemic. So
it's been a lot of fun. And Christina does a great job of getting people who are interesting to talk with, who have important messages to get out. What I have learned during this time, I've almost been involved with the 10 years, and the number of people we have talked with, and that's an important word, with, they're not talking at us, we're not talking at them, we're talking with them, and, it's just been really great, and as you say, credit to Christina.
Well, thanks, guys. Yeah. That's quite the introduction. But
so
it's
another
really
10 years?
Yeah, we're going to keep this going, baby. I said, you know, watch out, world. But it's great. And it is a team. It's a team effort, everything. Yes, I schedule, but clearly, you know, you guys and John and all of our other co-hosts, it really, you know, I always call it the radio show family because that's what we really are. And it's really all hands on deck. And, you know, the guests, it's just every week, you know, we have someone just so amazing, you know, on and looking at Jennifer, you know, here's someone who clearly has, you know, no shortage of things to do. She's certainly involved with so many different things, and it's just, but you could just feel her passion behind what she's doing with LIAD. And I think it's, it's just special. It's nice to showcase
right.
people who are really making a difference and trying to help. And especially during this time, you know, that's something that has been a great part of having different guests on, is seeing how everyone kind of adjusted to this pandemic world, you know, to how, I mean, we know at Project Independence, it was, how do we provide these services with, you know, in this new world, you know, and time. So it's great that people are getting creative, and that's all we can really do during this.
I know. And I loved her emphasis on planning, because that's what we always say here too,
right.
You know, and you know, like someone really has good insight when they understand that, you know, plan now. You don't want to be in a situation without a plan when the crisis occurs,
right?
You know, and hopefully it never will. But I mean, how many times do you, you know, does someone, you know, something happens when you're, even when you're 80, if you're, you know, 85 and live alone and you have your house that you wanted to retire in, and then all of a sudden you need some work done on the roof or the windows, there's damage, you know, plan ahead, make sure, you know, in your 70s, in your mid, you know, you get the work done, don't put it off. you know, because you're going to have to get estimates and all the kinds of things that you would have to do, you know, that as we get older, people, you know, there are people out there that we know prey on people that really aren't in the best situation to be negotiating, or, you know, don't have, you know, people near them. Sometimes a lot of people's families on the West Coast or down South. So
absolutely,
it's so important. It's like, just and it take one day
right.
and look at your life and think, what's the worst case scenario when I'm older? And then what can I do to make that worst case scenario not so bad, because I've got all the planning behind it.
Because you know what the problem is with planning? And listen, you know, obviously, and I get it, you know, we're all guilty of it at certain times. It's because it takes, you know, work when it's, you know, a lot of people don't want to put in the work, you know, but it's really going to have a reward. And as we all know, I mean, how many of us, no matter what age we are, have, you know, been, things happen all the time, you know, especially now, you don't know what you're going to wake up to half the time. And it's planning and just having an idea. And like I said, it's an ongoing thing. It's not like, and I don't want people to ever feel so overwhelmed. You know, we talk about on the show, the circle of support booklet. And the point is, you're not going to have all the answers immediately, you know, but like what Rebecca was saying, you take a little section and just think about something, you know, and then before you know it, here you have this kind of resource for yourself. And I know for my own personal self, it's having this kind of security blanket, you know, so that you know that God forbid when the emergency happens, you know, you have it. You know, and that's, you know, Beck had a good point, you know, even something as simple, like, you know, everybody wants to have, you know, your plumber, your electrician, you know, if you have a house, you know, it's like, it's all these different, you want to have all these people on deck. So God forbid, when the time comes, you know, that there's some kind of issue, you know who to call.
Well, you know, in my hindsight, and I can speak from a lot of hindsight because I'm creeping up there, people planning, like I know with my own kids, I'll talk to them about, you don't have to live like a miser and you have to enjoy your life, but you don't have to go haywire either, because the facts are you will need money if you are fortunate enough to get older. You need money, whether you like the idea or not. It helps. You talked about the security. It helps to know that you don't have to go hand to hand, week to week, whatever, waiting for your Social Security check. It makes getting older more pleasurable, if you will. And it's a message that, you know, guys in your age brackets, not everybody gets that message, and they're going to spend every penny they get. Okay, if that's what you choose, but just be forewarned that you may have some rough years ahead of you. Maybe you don't want to think that way. You only want to think about today. Everybody's different. Everybody approaches it differently. You don't want to go over the top that you spend nothing and you become like a recluse and don't do anything and, you know, you wear the same clothes all day, every day for the rest of your life. You don't want to do that. But on the other hand, you don't want to go nuts. You don't have to buy 4 80-inch televisions in a year.
Not in a year, but, you know, something.
Well, maybe in a year, because I want to put them in different rooms in my house.
Yeah. Ooh, Otto just gave us an idea.
Yeah, right. Panoramic television.
No, but it's true. And that's what we always say, you know, on this program also is, you know, just finding that balance, right? And that's with everything. That's with all aspects of, you know, life. And, you know, and like I said, it's not, you know, it sounds great to say, and obviously you have to work at it. You know, some people, as Otto said, kind of have different, you know, gauges for different things. But, you know, I just think that the whole preparedness thing is just something that, yes, it might be a little initial work up front, but, you know, a lot of us are sitting home, so you have nothing else to do besides, you know, ponder your circle of support. So now is the time to really fill that out. But like, it's just, you know, we were laughing about it, but it's just something that, you know, just to think about and give thought. And, you know, like I said, if one name comes out to you, you know, in a week, you know, cool. You know, that's another name. That's one less thing you have to worry about, right? If God forbid there's something. So,
you know, it seems like there's so many, and unfortunately too, there's like mixed messages out there. Like one of the things she was saying is like, you want to get tested because maybe you have a lot of family members that have it, and you want to know because that would help you plan.
Right.
But if you find out, then you risk not getting long-term healthcare insurance. So it's like you risk not being able to switch insurances and getting life insurance. And so it's everything is so complicated.
Yeah. And it gets overwhelming. Like, I understand.
The older we get, the more complicated the systems are. I talk about even my mother is very, savvy and of course, commissioner of the department years ago. And, she gets mail order to get your mail order medication and it comes in and it's changed. It's a different generic. It's generic. And then the loopholes and phone calls to find out that the insurance company made the decision to give you generic when, for years they put her on the, not the generic, the brand name because she reacts better to it. So it was days to get, then you have to get the doctor to write the note, send to the right person. And then they have to review it and, why and explain why. So it's like so complicated. And that's for someone who's got,
absolutely
every assistance imaginable.
Yeah.
So somewhat. So that's why, again, it's so important. It's just so important.
No, that was a great example because I think about that, in my own life and my own family. Listen, my dad's in his 60s, so he's still, he's still an active guy, but he is so completely clueless to the technology world. He worked in, he did roofing, and then before that he worked for the sporting company, and he just can't. And I look at him and it's just like, I remember having conversations with my 90-year-old grandfather on technology, and it's not too far off talking to my dad about certain technology things, but it's like, I look at that and, he can't even think about how to navigate some of these things, so it's, and here's a guy who's 60 and active, so it's like you were saying, Beck, no matter, it's hard for a lot of people, and then picture being alone and homebound and not having anyone to help facilitate that, so that's why that was a great point to really bring up into kind of figuring things out, and I want to encourage people, to call 311, right? So if you're home, you don't know where to turn to, you don't know where to begin, connecting to a project independent social worker or nurse to help guide you, in what you're really looking for, because we say that all the time. Half the time you don't even know where to start or like what you need. You just know that you need help, So it's really just calling 311 or 869-6311, because it's definitely a great starting point, to get.
And we also say, Christina, too, that even if you don't need help right now, give a call, register. I'm sure there's so many things that we do, in addition to the incredible human service staff that we provide transportation. So if maybe you're having a procedure and you don't want to drive, you can take that once a year. Mm-hmm. We have the fitness classes. We have so many things that, that you can call, and it really could be part of your plan. And, just know that you can call if that time comes up. So we are actually at our first break with Talk of the Town, speaking with Christina Liu, the wonderful radio show producer and so much more, the producer of, I like to say, Project Independence as a whole. We'll be right back with Otto and Christina.